I think that every time presents a terrible tragedy for our country, and it's hard to generalize. Certainly, you know, coming from my background where I dealt as a district attorney with victims and their families. So I don't know if any one time presents the opportunity to move forward. They all should. It's been very difficult in Congress to even get a bill to the floor. And if I can emphasize one important aspect, the rules of the House are such that the majority party, they decide what's on the floor and what's not. And I know that people during these times say, can't you come together and do something constructively to make our situation safer? On many of these issues, Republicans and Democrats have come together co-sponsoring bills, and they've been there. There's really no need to say, we'll have to go back and work this out. The work has been done. What's really stopping things is the very basis of democracy. Just put it on the floor of the House and vote on it.
Do you think the president's indication that he supports a bump stock ban will help maybe push something like that any further along?
Well, I listened to his words carefully. He said that he would seek to his own administration and see if something could be done. Let's see if that's the case. Any effort to move things to a safer time is important. It's interesting if he's parsing his words versus actually having the statutory changes that I feel are required. And he could be a great help in that regard. If he came forward, I think many of the members might move forward to actually push into these votes.
Do you think that taking kind of maybe a state-by-state approach will end up being the way in which we deal with this issue?
Certainly moving ahead at the state level will be beneficial. We're seeing the difference in Massachusetts and other states in that regard. There is need for some federal legislation. Frankly, we are not far off. You know, we have efforts to get bills on the floor through what's called the discharge procedure, and we're just a few votes away from that. But when you're looking at the issue, there's just no one solution to everything that's happening. I think we have to do a better job with our background checks. We have to really be serious about treating mental illness, not on one hand saying, well, it's really a mental health problem, and then cutting the Affordable Care Act requirement of having behavioral health available to people. We can certainly deal with some of the issues that, frankly, defy logic. Why someone on the terrorist watch list that cannot board an airplane can still legally purchase explosives and guns.
And what are you hearing from constituents? Are there specific concerns you're hearing?
I met with constituents this weekend, you know, in Barnstable. People understood we cannot even get a vote on the floor. I think that's something that generally the public wasn't aware of. And I think once people are aware of that and they want to take action, they're understanding that you have to change and demand that basic democracy works. People are kind of surprised because the narrative that they're hearing is, well, Republicans and Democrats can't get together and solve this. That's not what's going on. There are some Republicans who will join with some Democrats, and I think a majority of the members of Congress voting on many of these measures. You know, years ago we did this with automobile. You saw Republicans and Democrats work together. And you know what happened as a result of all that? There was a decrease of 40% in these kind of fatalities. We can do the same things with gun safety.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us, Congressman Keating.
Great. Thank you, Catherine.